A ransomware attack has shut down the operator of the biggest gas pipeline in the US, with the hackers threatening to expose data if the ransom is not paid. Colonial Pipeline halted operations late Friday to contain the threat and is currently working to get its systems back online. The pipeline is the main source of gas, diesel and jet fuel for the East Coast. The White House says the federal government is prepared to address any fallout from the incident. Israel is facing international criticism after clashes between police and worshippers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The violence followed protests over the potential eviction of Palestinians from a neighbourhood in East Jerusalem. Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates have condemned Israel. Envoys from the so-called Middle East Quartet said they're closely monitoring the situation and have serious concerns. Sadiq Khan has won a second term as Mayor of London. That's despite an unexpected surge in support for Tory rival Sean Bailey. In his victory speech, Khan promised to be the most pro-business mayor London has seen, while calling the capital deeply divided. Meanwhile, Labour's deputy leader Angela Rayner is set to leave her role as party chair after a disastrous election result across the country that saw key losses to Boris Johnson's ruling Conservatives. The Tories have gained 252 councillors so far, while Labour has lost 293, including Hartlepool, a north-eastern English town it had held for almost 50 years. In Scotland, pro-independence parties have won a historic majority led by Nicola Sturgeon's Scottish National Party. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Desley Comfrey. This is Bloomberg.